This is Tom Rowe with the local news for Wednesday, September 23rd, 2015, the first day of fall. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org.
Paul Nelson and Jordan Carlillo Evangelist are reporting in the Albany Times-Union that Albany police are getting a $133,305 grant from the U.S. Justice Department for body cameras for police officers. The grant was submitted after an April incident in Albany where police repeatedly used tasers on Donald Ivey, who later died. Police Chief Brendan Cox said, and I quote, "Purchasing the body cams are the easy part. The implementation and training is the difficult part," end quote. Rochester, Spring Valley in Rockland County, and White Plains in Westchester County receive similar grants. You can read that full story in the Albany Times-Union. Kristen Hohenadel at state.com reports that an agricultural training camp for veterans has plans to open on a 19-acre farm in Claverick. Heroic Food Farm is designed by Enoch Architects, Enoch Lab, and RAF Landscape Architecture for Heroic Food, a nonprofit working with veterans on sustainable farming, agriculture trades, and food entrepreneurship. The plan would include 8 compact housing units and a common space. Leora Barish, founder of Heroic Food, said in a press release about the project, and I quote, "Farming isn't just a job, it's a calling, a mission, and veterans are mission-driven. Veterans-turned-farmers have found that interacting with the natural world on a daily basis and using their skills to grow, nurture, and provide for others has helped them regain their sense of purpose and self while providing for themselves and their families," end quote. You can read that full story at slate.com.
John Mason is reporting in the Daily Mail, the majority of residents in both Columbia and Greene counties believe global warming is happening, according to a recent study by the Yale Project on Climate Change Communication and the George Mason Center for Climate Change Communication. Believers in global warming outnumber the non-believers 4-1 in the Twin Counties, and the majority of people express concern about climate change and believe it will harm future generations. Asked if human activities have anything to do with the phenomena, 53% in Columbia and 51% in Greene County said climate change is mainly caused by human activities. But roughly one-third of those surveyed in both counties think there is widespread disagreement among scientists about the reality of climate warming trends. A vast majority of respondents favored funding for research into renewable energy sources and the regulation of carbon dioxide as a pollutant. The data used in the study was collected between 2008 and 2013. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. John Mason is reporting in the Register Star that Hudson Public Works Superintendent Robert Perry suspects vandalism to a pump at the sewage treatment plant in Hudson is to blame for an unhooked hose spilling an unknown amount of untreated water Monday, September 21st. The large centrifugal pump was pressed into service September 13th because both of the plant's huge bar screens happened to be out of commission at the same time. At some point between September 21st and September 22nd, the hose leading from the pump to the wet well was disconnected, Perry said. Quote, "Somebody disconnected one of the hoses from the pump, so it discharged the sewage onto the ground," unquote, he said. The progress of the repairs at the plant are likely to be one of the topics discussed at the Common Council Public Works Committee meeting September 23rd at City Hall, Mason writes. Read the full story in the Register Star. Claire Hughes is reporting in the Times-Union a federal audit of the State Health Insurance Exchange found several problems in determining New York's eligibility for enrollment, including income verification, during the online market's first open enrollment season from October 2013 through March 2014. The report from the Department of Health and Human Services Office of Inspector General is scheduled for release Wednesday, September 23rd. The auditors found the exchange was ineffective in verifying household income, resolving inconsistencies in eligibility data, and checking that an applicant for private insurance was ineligible for other coverage, such as a government plan. In a June 15th response, State Health Department Executive Deputy Commissioner Sally Dresslin said the problem had already been corrected or would be. The next open enrollment season for the health exchange, called New York State of Health, begins November 1st. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. Amelia Teasdale is reporting in the Columbia paper that the Valencia Village Zoning Board of Appeals will hold an informational meeting Wednesday, September 23rd on a proposal from Habitat for Humanity to renovate a house on the corner of New and Main Streets. The meeting will be held at the Martin H. Glynn Building on Church Street beginning at 7 p.m. Columbia County Habitat for Humanity started discussing the project in late 2013. The village had to change its zoning laws covering that portion of Main Street to accommodate the request from the nonprofit to make the building residential. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Today is Wednesday, September 23rd, 2015, and there are public meetings on this fourth Wednesday of the month. The Athens Village Board meets at 7 p.m. at the Community Center. Board of Supervisors Public Works Committee meets at 6 p.m. at 401 State Street in Hudson. Columbia Economic Development Corporation has an executive committee meeting at 8:30 a.m. at 4303 Route 9 in Hudson. Copaic, the Hamlet Revitalization Task Force meeting is at 7 p.m. at Town Hall. In Hudson, the Common Council Public Works Committee meets at 5:30 p.m. The Legal Committee at 6:15 p.m. at City Hall, 520 Warren Street. Hudson, the Development Corporation, meets to discuss the necessity of sustainability programming for the HDC and the Hudson Community Development and Planning Agency boards. That's at noon at 1 North Front Street in Hudson. You can call 751-1044 for more information. Kinderhook has a historical committee meeting at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 4 Church Street in Niverville. And Philmont has a village board workshop meeting at 7 p.m. at the Village Hall in Philmont. National Weather Service in Albany predicts a sunny day with a high near 75. Wednesday night, patchy fog is possible, otherwise clear with a low around 50. Thursday, a little patchy fog in the morning, otherwise sunny with a high near 76 and a low around 50. Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 72. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson,